What an exciting day, guys. We know where to start, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah. Yeah. The demolition of Newcastle United.
Well, no, let's not be done. Can we?
I just want to remind you said you changed.
We've changed.
He said he changed and was unbiased and was
that is
collective.
That literally
as
is unbiased.
One Theo. So let's not be crazy,
Lewis. I've never seen more. That was close to the Liverpool domination.
3-2 at Man City. Against Man City, I mean.
The scoreline doesn't reflect how much you were dominated. You were 27% possession.
Dominating the first half.
What?
we went in at halftime 2-1. We lasted to the 70th minute at 2-1. Then they made two substitutions who won them the game.
What's the point?
Newcastle put up a great fight against a full depth treble winning Man City side.
He hasn't put that.
Wait, you were 27% possession.
Yeah, they had full depth.
27. Also,
what's the
your whole argument of crying, oh my God, they have Kevin De Bruyne to bring on. They're Man City. Mm. They recruit amazing. Why don't Newcastle United
sign Kevin De Bruyne?
Why don't Newcastle United sign players that don't get banned for a year? How about that?
But Lewis, you keep telling us how you've got the best players in each position in the league.
I don't keep saying the best.
When you lose, we haven't got players like Man City and this.
No. That's not what I've said.
It's whenever it suits you, you want to say you're not that good, but then you say you are.
Can I respond to that?
Mate, you're mid-table.
Let me respond to that.
I was watching the game, but I didn't see De Bruyne or Haaland starting.
That's weird.
So have you noticed, until De Bruyne came on, we were 2-1, made substitutions, we tired, and they had the depth on the bench to bring them on. And if you say that didn't make a difference, you're wrong, because we one scored, the other one assisted, the other one came on. Yes, I agree, that's
the whole point.
So
what are you arguing about?
I'm acknowledging that's the reason we lost.
That isn't the reason.
Yes, it is, because they literally scored the goal.
But you got battered the entire game. Mate, the whole point of football is having substitutions. Otherwise, what's the point of having... Let's get rid of all
stars. Every team has it. You're acting as if Newcastle is on the same level as Man City.
You've acted like they are.
I have never said we are the same level as Man City.
You said you were title challengers.
Yeah. Daft like. You're thinking they made no difference.
I've been struggling with injuries. Man United have been struggling with injuries.
So the bench did make a difference in the game. Okay, thank you. You agree with me.
But your argument is, you expecting us to be the same as Man City? You've been saying you're title contenders.
I said fucking at the start of the season when we were within 5 points of the top.
Hang on.
Not said that for the last 2 months.
The guy who scored the winner was a 20-year-old.
Yes, assisted by KDB.
Didn't you moan?
Two people off the bench.
Didn't you moan about the early game in the cup where you played Man City and you were like, oh yeah, full strength versus full strength, and Man City played their B team. So now it's just like, you pick and choose when it applies.
What do you mean? Let's look at the Man City B team.
Oscar acting like started,
that game. You're acting like we got the same team. It's like mental.
No.
We were 3-2 against treble winners and the best team in the world.
You act like you're that level. That's what we're trying to say.
When have I ever said that?
All season?
I said at the start of the season, we are in the title race. I never said we're on the same level. I said we're in the title race until we're out of it.
Mate,
we've been out of it for 2 months.
Mate, you got battered, and rightly so. Man City.
Did we get battered 3-2?
Oh my God,
I'm sorry, last time this happened with Liverpool, you all got slated for saying that one goal difference out of the game.
Battered.
You're completely wrong. 3-2, leading at half-time, leading until the 70th minute. You're absolutely daft if you're saying we're getting battered. It doesn't matter how much possession they have.
Oh my God, who gives a fuck
matches
about the stats? We were 2-1 at 70 minutes.
The game?
Also,
we're 2-1 at 70
minutes. They could have been 10-0 at half time.
But they weren't. There was 2-1 down.
Mate, if Arsenal were 2-1 up at Man City, even though they were getting battered, they're still 2-1 up, which is perfectly capable of happening in football, because that's what happens
in
football.
No, when you're a good team, you can do that to Man City. You're acting like any team can just go on last 70 minutes 2-1 up against Man City.
Well, we won 1-0 against them.
Yeah, so you're comparing yourself to our level now.
No, but you can't compare Arsenal to Newcastle.
You're not in the same level as
but
us.
You do all the time.
What?
Use a title contenders title
Lewis,
race last season.
Let me talk. If Arsenal were 2-1 up,
you can't.
And they were getting battered by Man City, but 2-1 up, and then Man City came back to win 3-2. All you'd be saying is, Arsenal are shit, they're soft.
Because you have higher standards than us. You're supposed to be winning the league.
Why does it matter?
You were top of the league at Christmas. So your standard is different to us mid-table.
Here's a genuine question for you then. In that case, did you think you were going to lose the game at 2-1 up?
At 2-1, I thought we could hold on.
You've just said it's different standards,
yeah,
and we're expected to hold on to that game, much like you in your mind thought you would. So did you think Man City were going to win that game when you were 2-1 up?
When we were 2-1 up, I was bracing myself for a draw and hoping for a draw, like worst case scenario.
Even
I knew, because every single game, the same thing happens. We do well in the first half, but we can't hold on to a lead. We tire off in the second half. In the second half, we were very defensive and just got behind the ball, even though Eddie Howe told us to go for a third.
Even when Kevin De Bruyne was warming up, you were like, oh, this is danger. Like, we could probably lose
it. It's fucking scary, isn't it? It's KDB coming on the bench, and we've got, who are we bringing on? Lewis Hall in the 80th minute. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there and not acknowledge the difference. We did what we can with resources we have. We're already going to get players.
Which is all fine.
You're acting like you're Luton Town. You're a Champions League club. You're in the Champions League. You should be competing.
You're just ignoring the actual facts of the situation.
You're at home at St. James's Park. Leading the game, and you lost.
Okay, should we have a look at the benches? Should we have a look at the benches?
That isn't the point.
It is the point, because their bench was the victory, the thing that won them the game, and we couldn't respond to the changes they were making.
Let's
just have a look at his bench.
But this, so are you saying you accept and now say you're a mid-table team then?
No, we're not. At full strength, we're not. Right now, we're struggling to hold on to our points because we're trailing off in the back end of games because we can't bring on the depth from the bench. And you just looked at the bench there. Who was it? Matt Ritchie, Dummett, two keepers, Lewis Hall.
Yeah, but in fairness, all Man City did in terms of bringing on their powerhouse players was Kevin De Bruyne.
Kevin De Bruyne and Oscar Bob. No,
Oscar Bob's not better than the players that start.
Yes, but he's a fresh set of quick legs. He'll get into areas. When you're against a tired defence who have been defending for the majority of the game, that obviously it worked out class because De Bruyne scored and assisted. Oscar Bob got into the space to get the winner.
Yeah,
you can't like.
But, no one's disputing that. And obviously, it was a great substitution. And Kevin De Bruyne is probably the best player in the world. Like that's what he does, right? But what we're trying to say is how you flip flopped and the constant excuses. It's the constant excuses where. A month ago, you were laughing at us going, I told you Eddie Howe would turn it around and we've beat PSG, we've done this, we've done that. We're going to get semi-finals of Champions League. We're definitely getting top four. We might be title contenders, blah, blah, blah. Now you're going to go below Wolves.
The title contenders one was gone a long time ago when we fell without 7
points.
Distance.
You haven't said that
because,
though?
If you'd have won on Saturday, would you still be in the race?
No, we've been out of that ages. Mm. You're misinterpreting what I mean by title contenders. I think as soon as when you're within reach of the top of the table, you are still in the title race, no matter who you are. Aston Villa prove me right. Newcastle prove me wrong.
How many points mathematically is within reach?
It depends at the stage of the season.
Right, that's also correct. In your mind, mathematically, how many points...
Were we like within 8 points? I thought that's still within reach when you have coming into...
Okay, right.
Yeah, you have a lot of time points.
Currently, you think an 8-point difference, you're still in the title race?
At the time I spoke about it, no, this wasn't January. This was probably around more November time when we're around that. We've dropped off.
Got French there.
Obviously, throughout December where we've lost like fucking every single game and we've dropped down to 10th.
You think Newcastle being within 8 points means they're in the title race? Come on.
Everyone's in the title race until you're out of it. Aston Villa were within 8 points and then they've actually closed it further. So some teams will trail off, others will stay there.
Villa ain't winning the league, mate. They won't get top four.
They're not winning the league, but are they in the title race?
No.
You're wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. You're saying that because you're biased.
Why can't you just admit that...
But you said Arsenal are out of it. We're only 5 points back.
Why can't you admit that, yes, you scored 2 and you lost 3-2 and the scoreline would suggest that it's a tight match. But why can't you just look at it in an unbiased, objective way and see Man City dominated you?
In the second half.
No, they was...
No, you got two goals on the break, didn't you?
You're
looking at... We could have first half. The chances Bernardo missed.
Mate, also, both your goals were just worldies as well.
Isaac almost put 3-1 up. He went 1-1. We were having chances. We were defending bad. They dominated possession, but we were also breaking and creating plenty of our own chances. That's like beyond debate. With beyond debate, we were creating plenty of our own chances in that first half.
Three.
You're looking at
goals.
We had this argument on the stream.
Three big chances missed. That shows
he reckons when you dispossess someone near the edge of the box, that's a big chance.
It's not a chance. You get three big chances. All three of them missed. Your two goals were just worldies.
They so were great
look,
goals.
Look great goals.
No, this is fucking ridiculous. Look how much you've discredited us. Isak almost went through like five times because he was left one-on-one.
Almost went through like five times.
You can't write that Isak goal down to just a worldie. If the Man City scored that goal, you'd be like, that's fucking amazing. If Grealish cut inside like Gordon did and scored that goal, you'd be like, yeah, that's just
goals. I said your goals are worldies.
They were well worked. We didn't just
worldies.
It's a worldie.
What
fucking
more do you want us to say?
No, because you were like, they're just worldies, like as if that's disregarding any chances that we were having building up.
No, I disagree a little bit because they weren't well worked. There were the two through balls.
The first
Gordon's beaten thingy on the inside and then curled it to the bottom.
This was happening.
What do you need to say? They're fucking Puskás goal winners.
Yeah. This was happening frequently in that first half. We were getting through. We were.
Okay.
I can't believe.
Mate, you do realize if someone goes through and it offside, that's not a chance.
Yeah.
Right?
This is not what happened. It happened. That's literally not what happened.
Like your brain can't.
Isak went through 1-1. It could have made a 3-1 at like the 41st minute. But you're just forgetting that because it doesn't fit your argument.
I actually don't remember that. Genuinely.
He was going through.
I just don't remember it.
So like you're writing off like we got dominated. First half, we were.
So that was your other big chance.
Second half, we let ourselves down. Gordon came out in an interview afterwards and said, Eddie Howe said, go for the third goal while you can.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we went out and we just shit ourselves and sat behind the ball and we're knackered like we've been doing in the last few games. You can bring the horse to the water.
You got 1.3 XG.
Yeah, what's the rest of that
City
phrase?
Got three.
I don't know.
I don't get this whole...
No, just quickly on that. So Eddie Howe basically said, go and score. And that was it. Great coaching. Nah. He's
silly. We did a fantastic job. The game plan, I think, that we went with was working in the first half. We were a bit more leaky in the defence than we'd like to be, like we have. But in the first half was a good display. The second half wasn't. And we tried to hold on.
Do you think I was right all along about Eddie Howe?
No, I think Eddie Howe's the perfect man. Guess I think we're going to turn... I'm more confident than ever in the rest of the season.
Where do you
after
think you're
going
to finish?
I think we... Well, we'll come on to that later on in the pod.
Guess what player won the most tackles in that game?
Cackles, did you say?
No, he didn't. He said tackles.
As if you're trying to pick up on something.
Oh, no, yeah. Just answer the question.
Lewis Miley. Lewis Miley was great, by the way, tracking back with his tackle.
No, the answer is Almiron.
Yeah, hard-working player.
He actually did recover the ball though.
He just sprints everywhere. Yeah, he does do that. He tends to. You win it back. You're like, yes, and he gives it away. Like, oh.
You're washed.
Nah, we're class.
You do realize people would disrespect you if you just were a bit more unbiased.
Yeah, it's not even unbiased. No, this is the thing. Like,
admit that you didn't get battered.
We were in the game completely first half. Second half, we did get battered. Like, it's completely true.
90 minutes. Football match is 90 minutes.
But yes, and in the first half. For the 90 minutes, we were great. The second half, we bottled it.
I don't think you were decent in the first half. You gave away a lot of chances, though.
We did. We're defensively, like I said, we've been bad.
Alvarez should have at least had three.
Yeah, Alvarez missed a really good chance.
Defensively, we've been bad the last few games, but we're still creating chances. I just don't know what
you've got. You've been doing the whole season.
You had your best start in back four.
Yeah, I don't know what's gone on. It's not good.
But what with Shaw? What's going on?
Shaw had a good game.
Botman's the best back in the league,
no?
Shaw has a good game all the time.
Did Trippier have a good game?
I'm sure he was playing through Isak all the way from the back.
Shaw was actually your second worst rated player on the pitch.
Are we really going off like these ratings? Like
Shaw wasn't good, mate. The amount of times he let Alvarez in behind him and stuff.
The only player worse than Shaw was Longstaff.
We're being so cruel. It's Man City. They're going to win.
No, we're not, mate. The point is, the reason we're saying this is because you gas Newcastle up to be this super team, which you're not.
I've never said... You're over-exaggerating what I've said so much.
I don't think I am.
Super team.
Play the clip.
I gassed us up as a super team.
Well, no, I'm exaggerating. No,
I said we were in a title race. Semi-finals.
I said we were in a title race at a point where we just went and beat Man United 3-0. We beat City in the Cup. We beat PSG. And we were within 8 points of the top of the table.
Also said
not as mental as what you're saying now. When you're saying you said you were title contenders when we're mid-table. I didn't say it today.
Would you say you got a bit excited too early?
I think football's all about that. If you beat Man City, Man United, and PSG, when you're especially a fan who's not used to doing that, you're going to get excited.
Yeah.
So it's all for nothing,
I don't think we crashed out.
You came bottom.
Again, we can take away all the context we want to make it sound bad if we want.
The only context is you came bottom.
Context is we got robbed of 3 points against PSG.
Oh.
We're in the group of death and it's our first season back.
You can't be robbed of three if you draw.
I mean, like, lads, you can sit and say we crashed out. I feel like any football fan who's actually not biased knows how tough it was for Newcastle well we actually
Speaking
did.
Speaking as the senior chief ambassador of unbiased fans
as well. Yeah.
We actually did fantastic.
You really are unbiased.
We did great. You know if you're unbiased. You like it's not even a point I have to argue. It's well, like we,
I'm going to take the question elsewhere because I've seen this on countless social medias at the moment. Kevin De Bruyne being compared to Gerard Lampard, etc. As Premier League midfield,
it's one of them ones.
Is he number one?
He is number one.
Yeah,
but we have. Well, me personally have a very big nostalgia tax with Gerard for me.
Yeah, you can always have like. A preference.
I'll always prefer Gerrard because of the way he carried that Liverpool team, and the types of goals. Yes, KDB scores incredible goals, but Gerrard was just like, it was a thunder.
It's also
Istanbul. Like I don't know, something about Gerrard.
Also, you were a kid.
I was a kid. Yeah, yeah. But there's something about Gerrard that will always be. Even though I'm an Arsenal fan, it's just Gerrard.
It's like me, I'll find it very hard to admit there's been a better Prem player than Henri just because
that's what
I grew up with. Yeah, like exactly. But every week, I naturally don't get as excited as I did when I was eight to watch a footballer play. Like that, so you have that attached to you, I suppose. But
objectively, like Kevin De Bruyne has
best.
To be. Yeah, he is.
He's
because
the best.
Even, mate, he hasn't paid.
I don't think any of those players, right? And I'm talking on a purely like technical way. Don't get me wrong, Lampard, Gerrard, Scholes were amazing. We all know that. Brilliant technical players. They could do loads. The way De Bruyne like drives with it and just smoothly like passes it with power into the side. No, I don't think those three can do that, genuinely.
It's the curve.
Gerrard could get it and fucking smash it, and he could like place it, and Lampard was more of a goal smasher scorer, as well. Yeah. And Stephen Scholes would smash it, and they could place it. But I mean, the way De Bruyne comes across the ball and like side foot, he's
outside of the boot.
His
as
technique,
well.
He's like even the way he crosses the ball.
Mate, did you see the interview he did for I want to say like Belgium TV talking about this goal?
Oh, no,
he saw the run of whoever was coming on his left hand side, who would then open the legs of, was it Shah or Botman?
It was Shah or Botman. And then he just dummies
it.
Yeah,
he passed it in the bottom corner. Yeah. And even his through ball over the top to Oscar Bob is he
effortless.
Yeah.
He makes the game look easy,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is
does.
The biggest compliment.
He does. It's absolutely incredible.
And he's deceptively fast and strong, and I think he's a lot taller than people.
It's
think
scary when
no real weaknesses to
no.
his game.
It's scary when Haaland comes back. The only issue is he's very.
Well, he said himself he can only really hack like 25,
he's very open.
30 minutes.
I think he realized. How old is Kevin De Bruyne now?
33.
What he's saying? What
he's
and
saying?
Then, he did
just
a
needs to manage his minutes.
And he was like, I don't think I can do 90 at this point. 25
just at the minute. Yeah.
Just took him a long while to get back into.
How
it.
Old is Kevin?
But is he in the conversation of...
He's not 33, surely?
32.
Is he?
Yeah,
but that's not that... I mean,
I
the way modern football is, you can play until you're late.
Plus,
30.
De Bruyne is the type who will drop deeper when he's older.
Yeah, he is a joy to watch.
Yeah, I think he's amazing.
But that's why he's in the conversation of greatest Prem player of all time. If he's the greatest midfielder.
That's possibly. He's got to
he
be,
has
I suppose.
To be, yeah, especially when he finishes... with all the titles he's won. And
I think really silly, if you look in the best Prem, I'd go... At peak,
Henry.
You'd have to go Ronaldo with Henry, but Ronaldo was only, 3 years?
That he was.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. I'll definitely have him up there. Then you've got Rooney.
Kevin. Salah.
De Bruyne. No. Hazard.
Salah's got
Salah for longevity.
Not for me.
He's contributed to the league, I suppose.
Not for me. Did you
Isn't
see
top
his,
five goal scorers?
Did you see his assist for... Egypt.
Yeah, right? I did.
And then did you
the
see
tweet,
the volley
tweet.
When he missed? He's shit.
No, he's not. How dare... You just called Salah shit.
He's shit.
You've got an agenda in Liverpool, you know. You leave him out your team of season so far.
Didn't he score a 95th minute penalty to pull the game?
Shock.
Right, fair enough. Yeah, contributed to points.
Has he got top 10 or something?
But that'll go
five.
Down as a goal and an assist. This is my whole point with Salah. That game will go down as a goal and an assist. The assist, if you've not seen it, he tries to volley it, air kicks it, hits his leg and goes to the player and he scores.
Well, it still happens, though, doesn't
correct,
it?
Yeah. But he's on the score sheet twice.
Yeah, there you go.
When we're talking about the best... Do you imagine Henri doing that? Would Henri air shot? No, did he fuck?
He did.
No, on purpose.
Yeah. Salah's top 10 goal scorers of all time in the Prem.
I don't care. So sheer, and he was a big stiff idiot.
Right, that's not be silly.
He's only 9 behind Defoe.
Can I just
wait, don't take any throw.
Can I just clarify? Salah is obviously brilliant, but do you know?
Just in case
people
are going to say,
surely you get what I'm saying. When I watch him, I just think you're shit.
He is a bit of a bit of a cutting merchant, isn't he?
Shit.
Yeah, but I mean, just like
it's
for
like
sheer
a, just
output,
a,
you can't.
He's a slightly better Almiron.
That's the worst thing you've ever said on this.
But you know what I mean? Because all that front.
Salah plays footy like he's stepping on Lego.
What the fuck does that mean?
Watch him. He's like just like clunky and like he's just going everywhere and he's like, and then he just happens to go in the top corner.
No,
like,
the only I think you're doing a huge disservice to Salah here. I will say though, when he won the Puskás Award, I think that was criminal.
Yeah.
That was absolutely.
Oh, the one against Everton.
That was a good goal though. But
well, didn't, best goal ever scored in football that year.
Probably came off his heel.
Didn't Enciso win this year?
Yeah, shocking.
The one against
Brighton against.
I mean, again, it's a long range hit. It's not like you see that 15 times a week.
We need more one-legged men doing bicycle kicks.
Yeah,
true that. Speaking of one-legged men, it's time to rank our top 10 English wingers.
How the fuck is that a segue? Right. Got in at number 9.
I liked it.
Captain Birdseye.
Captain Hook.
Well, whoever's got one leg, I suppose.
Yeah, well, no, this person...
He's got two.
He's got two working legs,
It's tricky, this, I thought. Once you get past a certain amount of people...
I struggle with this.
What are we saying with injuries? No, yes.
No, ignore injuries.
I'm ignoring it.
I will say this. Some of these players are inverted wingers sometimes.
I've sort of went more out and out just like
okay, wingers. Good for you. Thank you. In number 10, I got Jadon Sancho. Killing it in the Bundesliga.
I actually have him there, yeah.
Fuck Sancho.
Well, okay, a bit mean.
A bit harsh. Number 9, I got Harvey Barnes.
What the fuck's that boy?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If we discount injuries, then he's got to be there.
We'll let you change your list.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
No, that's worse.
Nah, shit.
You've got your own player. You've left a Newcastle player.
That's actually really poor.
Oh, shit. We have so many options.
Oh, don't tell me you've forgot another one.
Oh, no. Jacob Murphy in 4.
Oh, fuck.
Not the mid-table Murph.
Can I do my list now, Lewis, without you swearing?
Yeah.
So, Sancho Barnes in 8. I got Jack Grealish.
Okay.
I think he's been nerfed.
Right,
I enjoyed him. I enjoyed him at Villa.
And
first in at City. I think he's been nerfed. I want to see him bombing.
Was he not one of the main 3 or 4 players? Would you say at City last season who won the treble?
Chill. 7. I got Rashford.
You've got Rashford ahead of Grealish at the minute. Wow.
6.
Only because he's playing. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. 6. I got Palmer.
Actually,
what
I'm talking about right now.
Whoa, what? Six that's low, isn't it?
Palmer, yeah. Well,
I haven't. He's not.
Because
a
I tell
though,
you what,
he?
No,
he's
but here's my logic for putting in 6.
He's been killing it in the 10.
Yeah, but he started against Fulham right wing. In terms of, if you're talking about central attacking midfielders, he's higher, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Currently, way for sure. But I'm talking about as a winger, I'd probably put him in 6.
Well, that's why I haven't put him in.
So
you think as a winger, he's better than Rashford and Grealish?
Right now at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
In general,
I think against Fulham, mate.
I didn't watch Fulham game, but
he plays.
He's been. He's not his first rodeo, is it? Outright.
No, it's not.
He's had at least 4 or 5 games.
That is why, by the way, you're going to see the next 3 players in the position. So 6th in Palmer because I prefer him as a central player.
Yeah.
Same with Foden, who I've put at 5th. I think he can do the business on the wing, but
that's
I prefer him centrally.
Oh, I think he should be higher.
That's
then.
Low.
4th, Bowen.
Yeah.
If we're talking about wingers. 3rd, Sterling.
Yeah.
2nd, Anthony Gordon. And 1st, Saka.
Whew. Bit different. It started off exactly the same, yep. I can't lie. 10th, I had Sancho. 9th, Harvey Barnes. 8th, Grealish. 7th, Rashford. 6th, Sterling. Oh. Again, like you said with... I've gone off the boil a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I really backed him, Sterling, but he's been... disappointing lately, I'd say.
5, Anthony Gordon.
I think he's low.
Hugely overrated.
Low.
Overrated?
No, he's overrated by him.
No, he's
good. He's very good.
No, I don't... I
think currently he's...
He's one of the most important players in the league.
I think I'd start these 4 ahead of him if I was taking him to the Euros. 4th, I have Palmer. I think he's in the form of his life, and if we are going to play...
I'd start Gordon out wide before Palmer.
Yeah, but they're different sides. You'd start one right wing, one left wing.
What, so you're going to play Palmer?
No, I'm not going to play them both.
Gordon's like our best player, man.
Palmer's playing better than Gordon at the moment.
Can we also say we're judging these players as wingers, right? Not as, say, Palmer and Foden as their best positions are through the middle.
No, I know, but then, yeah.
But okay, even as like more on form, I think Gordon's more on form than Palmer. Yeah, like Palmer's playing class, but Gordon's like literally our only like spark, really.
I'll put Gordon 2nd.
I don't disagree with that.
Three, I've got Foden. I think he's... just brilliant wherever you put him. 2nd, on the basis of how he's been playing this season, Jarrod Bowen, and 1st, Bukayo Saka.
Wow. Jared Bowen second in a Premier League.
Above Gordon is rough.
Mate, you bang on about how much you love Bowen anyway.
I love Bowen. I do, but not above Gordon.
Do you think about the team he's in a better team, right?
I haven't included Palmer because he's not a winger to me.
Okay.
And
I think where do you play on the weekend?
I know. But I just, yeah, maybe I should have.
He can play on the right and he plays there quite often.
He's like a Foden. Him and Foden are so similar.
If you include Foden,
I don't like. I love him in the 10.
Have you included Foden in your list?
Yes.
You have to include Palmer then.
No, mate. Foden plays wide way more than Palmer as this season. Fucking hell. I've got Jack Harrison 10. He obviously, Palmer's better than Jack Harrison, but I was struggling low down.
Not according to your list.
9, I've got Madueke.
All right,
Madueke. Yeah, 8, Harvey Barnes. 7, Rashford. 6, Sterling. He's really let me down lately because I've backed him heavy. 5th, Bowen. 4th, Gordon. 3, Grealish. 2, really? Godin. 2, Foden. 1, Saka.
Do you think just because of...
I don't care if Grealish isn't playing. He just is better than the rest of them when he does. Like he was one of City's best players last season. They won the treble. Like, and you can't forget...
Do you not think minutes this season count for a bit, though?
I don't... But I think he's been decent when he's played this season. He's added more goals to his game this season. He's putting more numbers up, which is what people moan about him
he
for.
He should leave City and join Arsenal.
He never has a bad game, Grealish. He never gives the ball away.
Yeah, he's
away.
A 7 out of 10.
Yeah, and like I said, he has started adding numbers. And you look, especially last season, he scored some massive goals last season. Big goals in big games.
I love Jack Grealish, but I couldn't put him high.
And obviously, Gordon's a very different type of player to Grealish. It depends, isn't it? If you wanted someone to get the ball and run at people and get in behind, yeah, you'd want Gordon, but...
What Grealish did.
I think Grealish is... Grealish used to drop deep and run at players, yeah.
Yeah, he took people on it.
I want him to rediscover his running.
It's very different, though, picking the ball up in your own half of Villa with freedom, then picking it up on the edge of the box with City with overlapping assists.
Yeah, but Doku gets given a chance to do that.
A lot of the time, if you watch Doku, there's less overlaps because of that.
Because they know he's
because that's Doku's style. So we agree this is more overlaps to either open up the inside or to play the ball for the cutbacks. That's how City, they have different styles for different players. Grealish has never been that though for even for Villa. Yeah, he'd square people up and maybe cut in and shoot, but he wouldn't like beat players at the byline and whip balls in. He's never been like that because he hasn't got the acceleration and power for
no,
that.
No, but he would take people on though.
But more deeper when it's easier to do.
Yeah.
So to speak, but I don't know why. I've only got Jack Harrison because I just haven't
Jack
included
Jack Harrison over Cole Palmer. Interesting.
No. You're not doing that.
Well, as
a footballer.
No, but as a... Who would you rather play on the wing?
Yeah, I've had a stinker.
You put Jack Harrison over Palmer.
Yeah, I've had a stinker.
Yeah, rotter.
I've also not had Palmer or Foden in this list.
What? Well, at least that's consistent.
I haven't put Palmer
Foden.
Can't
put one in and then leave the other.
Why?
What?
Foden plays on the wing way more.
So?
Yeah, but I mean, Palmer's demonstrated that he's very capable out wide this season.
Really? How many games has he played out wide?
At least 5.
I promise you. Chelsea fans in the comments, let me know if I'm talking shit, but I don't think that's true.
You're talking shit.
He plays anywhere across the front, doesn't he?
I think I've had a stinger.
Shock.
I think I've forgotten some names, but it'll do. 10th from Leicester, Mavididi.
Mavididi?
Mavididi.
Yeah,
that's a good shout.
Yeah, I like that one.
I nearly had him over Harrison, but I thought Championship, it's hard to...
Yeah.
Good league.
He's class at Mavididi. That should really be what's good. The Southampton one. He was really good.
I was struggling because I did have Lingard at one point, but
you've started.
He's not even a winger.
Yeah,
started off well.
Yeah,
got Lingard at 9.
No, he's not there.
Different bit of league knowledge there.
Ninth.
How many times have you watched Mavididi this season?
Also, stop prefacing it saying you've forgot this player. Just say your list.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, but you just interrupted
me. Who's 9?
Andros Townsend.
Okay.
Strong player.
What? Hang on, what? Are you joking?
I was struggling when I got past
him. Will you put him ahead of Mavididi?
Well, yeah. I know a lot more about Townsend than I do Mavididi.
What, from 10 years ago?
He used to play at Newcastle, good player. get a boost.
Do you think Luton would beat that Leicester team right now if they played?
No, they wouldn't. I don't know. Ross Barkley starts, you know.
It would be tricky.
Eighth, I've got Sancho. Seventh, Rashford. This is where I fucked it. I could have changed it, but I'm going to hold my hands up. I have Elise here, but he's French. So we'll move on.
Well, no, that,
we literally
he's
said this
English like,
striker.
No,
but we said this on the last podcast.
Because you can't have Antonio in your top 10 English strikers either. Yeah. You.
No, but Antonio plays for Jamaica.
But plays for France.
Not the first team.
I think he's for the under 21.
We literally had this discussion last week.
But now he plays for England.
We had this argument on the Christmas quiz.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was like literally 2 weeks ago. We also did it on the quiz
because he was on about Ravel Morrison.
Yeah, who is Jamaican.
Elise is French.
I agree, I'm wrong. Yeah. I've had a howler.
So you've got...
I put him there, though.
Andros Townsend.
Makes it easier.
A Frenchman.
Carry on. Fifth, we got Grealish. Fourth, Bowen. Third, Sterling. I agree he's off at the moment, but I love Sterling. I actually think he's
Class. Yeah, you've left Foden and Palmer out, so that's fine.
Gordon second, Saka first.
Interesting omission of Harvey Barnes, which is...
I forgot.
And Murphy.
Murphy would have made it over Townsend, like, and Mavadidi.
Wait, so where's Harvey Barnes going?
Harvey
Barnes would have knocked out... Ooh. Well, you can take Elise's.
Should we do our top three English strikers of Tony, Kane and Mbappe? You're an idiot.
You got it out for me today.
Oh, I don't think that's that stupid.
It wasn't that bad.
He is English. At least he's English. Yeah. He's English.
He's not.
He fucking is.
He represents France, but he's English. I would let him off had we not have had that exact conversation 2 weeks ago.
I know, I'd be hypocritical if I started saying I was okay to have that.
We literally discussed that.
Yeah, I was on the other team.
When we said Elise was going PSG because he was French, and then Tom said, no, he's English.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers, because you are one thick boy.
Thanks, man.
Well, anyway, moving on. Messi, in other news,
Messi
has won
Messi
Player of the Year over Haaland.
That's ridiculous, by the way.
That's why he's the GOAT!
I'm sorry, I don't want to be a hater.
You know why it's been given to
him,
right?
But you do realise the FIFA Men's Award this year doesn't include the World Cup.
Oh, well, that's tragic then.
Yeah, it's out of date. That's gone now.
Yeah, fair enough.
I thought it was an inclusion. If you are Haaland or Mbappe, you're livid.
I think
you
the stat was like that's from what nine goals Mbappe? In Liga Earn, and then the rest is MLS.
So it goes from last January to this January, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he shouldn't have won it.
Yeah. I mean, Julian Alvarez is a better.
I'm not being funny. That's corruption.
It's not. It's just.
He's just winning it.
It's bum licking.
It's going to be his last one, isn't it?
Oh, let's give him a FIFA. Like, do you know how coveted that
is? So, what did they actually get?
It's not that.
No, but it is.
I don't think anyone cares about that.
Yeah,
if you're a football player.
It's not the Ballon d'Or.
No, I know, but if you're a football player, as an individual, you want to pick up awards. And if you feel like you're Haaland, he might not give a shit, fair enough. But if you think this might be my only chance, like Lewandowski when he didn't win the Ballon d'Or, if you think, this is my only chance, and they just give it to somebody who doesn't deserve it, you'd feel
hard. The Ballon d'Or for Lewandowski was different because they just stopped the award for a year.
Yeah.
Even though they'd played football, it made no sense.
But behind closed doors, football doesn't count.
Haaland probably should have won it all. Yeah. Possibly Bellingham for the year he's had. Kane. But actually, when you think about it, there's no massive standouts, is there? Other than Haaland, would you say?
Haaland's
in terms of
in terms of the whole of last year.
That's true.
But do you know
Rodri perhaps?
Haaland broke the Premier League Golden Boot record and won a treble.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Other than Haaland,
there's an absolute standout of that trophy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, there were the people that were in that team that
I agree, but he also won on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's he on top of?
Whoever you want.
Does this award actually matter though? No. I didn't know.
No one gives a shit about this.
Do you actually care? I don't care.
But I just think if they want it to matter in the future, then actually take it seriously.
They don't even do that with the Ballon d'Or. And that's the one that everyone cares
about. It's all a load of bollocks, isn't it? Just whoever gets the highest rating on FIFA wins.
Haaland's on the cover, isn't he? So
if you're on the cover of FIFA,
it's not even FIFA
then you should win the Ballon d'Or.
Mm. Who is the highest rated? Mbappe?
I don't know.
I don't play FIFA now.
Actually, no, I don't play again.
Does ask a good question, though.
Which is what?
Sad question then.
Time to rank our top 10 footballers.
I struggle with the order with this so much.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's very subjective. Very subjective.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like mine, but
I don't think I like mine. But I think fuck I like it.
Can I?
I'll go first.
It's hard at the 10th, I think.
Right.
I actually haven't even included the guy that won.
Neither have I. I just, at the minute, is he?
I don't think he is. Is he the top? Is he in the top 10?
I don't even know if I agree with my list.
That's exactly what I feel.
10, I've got Bernardo Silva.
Okay, yeah. So am I.
Yeah.
9, I've got Haaland.
Okay.
8, I've got Jude.
Whoa, really?
7, I got Salah.
Shit, man.
6, I got Van Dijk. 5, Vinicius Jr.
Yeah.
4th, Rodri.
Oh, man.
3rd, Kane. 2nd, Mbappe. 1st, Kevin De Bruyne.
No Verratti.
Good from you.
That one's not old. I was actually wearing this top when I said that.
Same names.
We've got 10. Same 10?
Yeah, okay, same 10, enough. Different order.
I think you're missing a player.
10, Bernardo. 9, Van Dijk. I know this is really.
Yeah, low. I think maybe I'll put Van Dijk too. He's a centre half.
Sorry, but
in it.
Yeah.
8, Vinicius Jr. I think that's really low. Right?
That's outrageous.
That's low. That's really low. Did you see his fucking hat trick the other day?
Yeah.
He's fucking insane.
7, Haaland. 6, Salah.
7, Haaland?
Yeah, I've got him 8th or 9th.
I don't think
he's not the best player in the world.
I'm not saying he's the best player in the world.
6, Salah. 5, Jude. I mean. Again, I feel wrong in saying this, but only because of lack of minutes recently. But 4, KDB.
Yeah.
3, Rodri. 2, Kane. And 1, Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue against that.
It takes into consideration the whole year, and he did.
This is rank your current top 10 footballers in the world, not who should have been top 10 in the list. Because I didn't include Messi.
Yeah, it's really close. 10, Bernardo Silva. 9, Salah. 8, Rodri.
Whoa. Really?
7. Yeah, but I am openly biased towards attacking players.
Okay.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I don't mind that.
8, Rodri. 7, Griezmann.
Oh, good.
I think you've missed out.
Yeah, but who do you get rid of?
I didn't forget him.
Yeah, but
we put
Van Dijk instead of Griezmann. That's the difference.
So Sané. Sané, whatever you want
and to then,
call that German twat.
Woo. And then 6, Bellingham. 5, Vinicius Jr.
Yeah, I feel like 8 is really low. I should have.
Yeah, Vinicius at 8 is crazy. He's like on.
And then who'd I move down?
He's almost on Mbappe's level.
I don't know who'd move down at that point.
Ability. I think maybe you could swap.
I've got Premier League bias in this list.
4th, Haaland. I think you could probably swap Haaland with Vinicius Jr.
I put him 7 and 8.
That's what you're an idiot.
Just swap him.
You're an idiot.
Why? What? Haaland's not better than Bellingham, De Bruyne, Rodri, Kane, or Mbappe. He's not a better footballer than
anyone. Yeah, I agree.
3rd, Harry Kane. 2nd, Kevin De Bruyne. And 1st, Kylian Mbappe.
Also, did you see Jude's assist for Vinicius' first goal the other day?
So wait, have I just taken a dub on that? So Silva, Salah, Rodri, Griezmann, Bellingham, Vinicius Jr., Haaland, Kane, just De Bruyne, Mbappe.
Giving yourself a W with no reaction from anyone.
Poor Van Dijk, man. What's he got to do?
I think Van Dijk.
Become a striker.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think Van Dijk, should probably be in the top 10.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I'll admit, fuck defenders, man.
No, I actually don't mind that at all. I'm thinking.
I almost put in Alisson.
I'm thinking I should have.
Yeah, you're actually right, to be fair.
I'm thinking I should have put Van Dijk 8th and moved Jude and Salah up one, but fuck them.
It's crazy you haven't got Griezmann in, but okay.
Why?
Because he's.
I wouldn't swap him for anyone in this list.
But notice how not a single out of 30 is Messi.
Yeah,
because that's how it's true.
No, I agree.
I mean, he's still probably got it in him, but just not at the consistent level. Go on then. Anthony Gordon.
At least Botman, tell us you have similar names Shaw. To the people.
Why
we
is it every list you go, I made a mistake?
Because then I hear yours, I'm like, shit. I would like to be open and honest.
Next time.
Yeah. I would be open and honest and say, I have been biased here. So
shock.
No.
There's no Newcastle players. There's no Newcastle players. There's no Newcastle players.
Thank you.
It's not even Bruno G has made that list. Coming over there.
He's at 10th, maybe. But no, this is just biased, but it's fine. 10th, I have the best defender in the world, Stones. Ninth, we have Alisson. Eighth, we have Haaland.
Oh, you've biased this because it's all Premier League.
No, it's not actually. Seventh, we have Rodri. Sixth, this guy is fucking washed. He came to St. James's Park and shit himself. Mbappe is gone there. He got absolutely... as soon as he wasn't in the Farmers League, he got absolutely smacked about. Can you remember one good thing he did at St. James's Park?
No, he had a bad guy.
He can only do it in the Farmers League. What about a hat-trick in a World Cup final?
Yeah,
like
yeah, against other Farmers.
He scored four goals in the final.
Against Messi! Yeah. Against Messi!
What, name three of the defenders that Argentina played.
Romero,
Martinez, Otamendi, Montiel.
Not a defender. I want a third goal.
Montiel.
Otamendi.
He's the winning pen.
Otamendi, Martinez in goal.
When he came to St. James's Park, he got absolutely one game.
We've literally just named an entire back five.
One game. Little prick.
What about all the Champions Leagues and I don't goals care, he's and another. Performances? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
He's going to finish the World Cup top goal scorer of all time.
He's a knobhead. Yeah, he's playing for France.
He's not a knobhead. He's a lovely guy. He's my friend.
Nah, he's a little bastard.
So, hang on. So in your eyes, before we move on, in your eyes, if Newcastle were in the market for any player on your list, sixth would be Kylian Mbappe.
You have to take age into account.
right. So you'd pick five other players before Mbappe at Newcastle.
What do you mean you have to take age into account? He's 24. Yeah,
that's what I mean. So I might take him earlier because people higher up.
He means signing.
Better.
He's saying because he's young, he probably might take him higher than sixth if he was to sign him.
He's still 25 years old. They are crazy.
He's a little prick and he got absolutely smashed in at
St. So just because he had one bad game, what about the... What about the home leg when he was dancing around?
Yeah, that's why I don't like him. He's a knobhead. I told you,
scored a pen in the 94th.
He wasn't dancing.
He's balls of steel,
mate. He was that second off. He was unreal.
Yeah, they could barely score.
Yeah, Barcola should have had 8 goals.
Mate, why didn't you just for once just be unbiased?
You can't do it.
Because he wants to be a media personality. I've said
this is bias. I hate Mbappe. I can't live with myself.
Okay, that's fine.
Than sick.
Yeah.
Fifth, I got Salah. Bellingham is fourth.
You got Salah ahead of Mbappe.
It's mental.
Fucking Mbappe. I don't care.
Wow.
I want to come
out. Also, you got Salah ahead of Rodri, which is an interesting decision.
I have Messi's third. I think he's still a genius, man.
He's not the best player
in the world.
I'm not ready to put him out with the top three best players in the world.
Wait, Ronaldo's had a better season than Messi.
And now we're talking about bias, are we?
Shut up.
Actually, well said.
This is what I mean.
He actually has. No, but I mean, he's unbiased.
That's unbiased, is it?
Because he scored more goals against some fucking electricians. He's had a better season than Messi, who's won a trophy with Inter Miami.
It's so shit. Everyone's fleeing the league after 6 months.
Jesus Christ. He scored.
But even for he's doing it for Portugal, man.
He scored four goals for Portugal against fucking Azerbaijani plasterers.
No manager dares take him out of the team as well. He shouldn't be starting for Portugal.
He's going to be the king of
Saudi Arabia. He doesn't belong anywhere near the starting
line. And then he'll come for you.
Second, Harry Kane.
Yep, that's fine. You don't have to slowly do it. Everyone's put him top three either.
First KDB.
Where's Haaland?
Haaland is it.
Yeah. I had him ninth.
Yeah.
Where's Vinicius Jr.?
You ain't got Vinny Jr.
Nah, I thought you was going to just let that go by. You don't worry.
You ain't got Vinicius Jr. in your top 10. Yeah, he's got to be in your top 10.
He should be in there, but he isn't.
Mate, Madrid look good, at the minute. Really good. Really, really good. Did anyone watch the Clasico?
I watched Lewandowski's volley.
I know, I watched Madrid.
Birthday weekend for the mission.
Of course you did, yeah. Madrid look fucking good, Really, really, really
they
fit.
Peppered him.
Fit indeed.
Well, that was a shit show. Cheers, Lou.
You're welcome, mate.
Why is it so cold in here?
It's cold. I have the heating on as well. Anyways,
guys, it's time to chat Super Six.
Woo!
How did we all get on, guys?
Atletico and then Barcelona battered them. Look at their fixture. They ain't lost a game in September.
Really, really cooking.
They lost in September.
Yeah, they're flying.
I had a really good weekend.
Oh, sorry, continue.
I had a really good weekend on Super Six.
Yeah, I did as well, actually. Well, not really good, but relatively good.
How was
Benjamin Sherlock again?
Oh, I had 10 points. I got 10 points. Did you see he made a TikTok about us?
Yes, I did.
Who?
I got 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
10 points. What do you guys get?
I got 11.
I got more than that. Sorry, I'm just doing my next week's.
I actually got 5 out of 6 correct results.
What was the one you didn't get?
Everton Villa.
That's what I said, 2-1 as well, didn't I?
Yeah. Everton.
Oh no, I got drawn in that.
Oh,
I got 5 out of 6.
I think the only result I didn't get right was United. I got 13 points.
We got the perfect score for Leeds, though.
Yeah, I got 13 points. I got 3-0 Leeds right. I went Albion got that right. Ipswich, yeah. City, yeah. Villa draw, but I went for a Spurs win.
Okay, so the most important detail: what is everyone on points wise?
Overall, I am on.
How far behind are you, Lewis, of everyone else?
I am now on 163.
I'm on 198.
I'm going to catch him. I swear
to
God.
You say this every week, but you're not.
Mate, it was 50 points before.
Yeah, but I forgot a few weeks.
It was. So did I.
Yeah.
So how many points are you on, sorry?
198.
Tom.
163.
And you are on 236.
Yeah.
I'm on 237, still leading.
Really? 1 point.
Well, actually.
Oh, what a trophy.
Well, midweek I was ahead, wasn't I? You put one back.
I'll catch him.
Yeah, you're in big trouble, mate.
No, I had a good 18-pointer before.
And there's also more championship fixtures this week, so I'm going to catch. This is my chance to get the deficit.
I got all the championship results done correct. I got 5 out of 6 correct results, but no score lines this week.
That's because you don't know ball.
Literally, like,
well, it's going to be.
Well, I got the Leeds one bang on, so I know ball.
Good for you, son.
It's going to be another couple of weeks without Premier League Super Six.
Yeah,
because it's
fucking mental.
Weird game.
What's
week,
going
and
on?
Then later on, it's next time it's FA Cup round.
Why is this all happening?
Because January, everyone likes to take time off. Also, you can join our Super Six League using the code PTCH23. We want to hit 40,000 by the end of the year. So join up, less than 5,000 to go, ladies and gentlemen. But on today's clip on the Super Six channel, hello, everybody. We are going to be ranking our top 5 managers of all time.
That jumper looks terrible like that, by the way. I've only just noticed. Why has he got that?
You put your whooping in your thing.
You're like a police officer.
Oh, right, yeah, Captain Whoop. Yeah, you fucking. Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing around here, boys? Hey,
an officer, you've been rumbling.
Can I just say, with my manager list, I haven't included like
Brian Clough. Yeah, neither have I.
No, like Bill Shankly.
Yeah.
Helenio Herrera, Rijo Sarchi,
and
Linus Miguels. I've done managers that I know about.
My lifetime, my lifetime.
Well, one of them's not in my lifetime.
But
I know about him a lot.
Yeah.
So Cruyff.
Yeah.
Who basically gave birth to
the
good ones.
Like, Cruyff wasn't that amazing of a manager, though. It was more off the pitch.
He won quite a lot. He won a lot.
I don't think he won that much.
He won like
manager.
Three European Cups.
He birthed other managers as well.
Sure,
that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, he won a lot.
I thought he was more involved in like La Masia.
Yeah, but what about
he also
total
created
that he,
Pep Guardiola.
Well, no, yeah, no,
and Ted Lasso actually. He birthed the total football tactics for Ted Lasso.
Cruyff's probably the most influential person ever in football. But I don't. I'm not.
Well, he's number one for you then, surely.
Not as a manager.
Careful of that arm, son.
As a manager, he won the European Cup, the European Winners' Cup, the European Super Cup, Copa del Rey. He won La Liga 4 times.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. He won European Cup Winners' Cup, the KNVB with Ajax twice.
Stingy, isn't it? Okay, fair enough.
Impressive stuff, well done.
Yep.
I feel like everyone's got the same 5, so.
You go first. You didn't go first.
Did you just change your list?
No.
You're the only one who hasn't gone first.
I didn't see number 4 in there earlier.
Well,
you did change your list.
I did change
my list. He changed his list!
Well, if
you saw my list and you changed your list.
No, the worst thing about that is wanting to copy.
Click undo.
Where's the sport integrity? No.
Click undo.
Wait.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's mental.
That's mental.
It's not mental.
It is.
No. The
strict rules.
They're not trick rules.
They are.
So I tell you, no, do your list.
Yeah, the reason why is because I didn't see the prep prior, okay? So I did it very, very late before.
Unprepared.
Yeah, because I didn't see it. I did it too early.
Basically.
So now he's cheating. And
I'm not cheating. I just didn't want to put in managers that I haven't heard of. But
you'd heard of him?
No, I mean,
he basically changed Bill Shankly to Arsene Wenger.
I think that's fair.
It's funny because Bill Shankly arguably is a better manager. He's definitely in the show.
Yeah, but then
tell me what Bill Shankly did.
What, with Liverpool?
Mm-hmm.
Well, won him the Champions League. Well, it wasn't Champions League, the European Cup.
Go with Bacula.
Was it back to back?
Bacula.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, he's in the song, isn't he?
I just know he's loved over there.
He's in the Fields of Anfield Road song.
Just go on, do your list.
Ancelotti in 5th. I think that's fair. He's and is right to be top five.
Yeah.
Fourth, Bill Shankly / Arsene Wenger. third, Johan Cruyff. Second, this is tough. Second, Pep Guardiola. But first, I think for what he had to work with in terms of squad
and longevity.
Yeah.
That list it stinks, by the way.
Sir Alex.
I can't wait to hear your indie list, man.
That's a stinky list.
Have you got the exact same list?
No.
Oh, okay.
You missed out one of the best managers of all time.
Okay.
Well, I mean, well, you go last then.
Okay. No, I'll go. Wenger's fifth. Again, I've gone my lifetime. I'm not putting fucking...
Yeah, okay.
Harry H. Swan, who managed Preston.
You got Jose Mourinho.
Wenger, Ancelotti, Jose, Alex Ferguson, Pep.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
Sir Bobby. Sir Bobby?
Albion legend, but no.
I would put Alf Mourinho.
Anyone Alf Ramsey? No.
Fuck Alf Ramsey.
Okay.
I'd put Mourinho in sixth. Have that.
If you've got Wenger ahead of Mourinho, you're a fucking idiot.
Fifth, Ancelotti. Fourth, Johan Cruyff.
Oh, no.
Third, Arsene Wenger.
No. No, that is...
You
remember when you were just talking to me about, for once, we would not be biased, and you put Arsene Wenger
hang
third.
Hang on a minute. He put him fourth.
I don't care.
Yeah, he's not better than Cruyff.
Fucking now,
I don't think he's a more influential manager.
I think what
he's
Wenger
won them for 10 years.
Not only Arsenal, but also the Premier League as well.
He new diet. Oh,
he changed the Premier League. He is a very good manager.
I'm not saying he ain't.
I'm talking about the managers I know.
He's fifth on my list.
Second. So why is it so outrageous?
You put Jose below him.
What?
You put Jose below him.
You've put Mourinho below him?
Yeah.
How That's is Mourinho wrong. Not a better manager than Wenger?
Second, Pep, and first, Alex Ferguson.
Okay, how is Mourinho not a better manager than Wenger?
I bet you're being biased.
I'm not being biased.
Of course you are.
I think Wenger's done more. He's done exactly the same.
Yeah,
why are you not going at him?
But
everyone likes to go at me.
I've got Bill Shankly. Also, I probably would have just admitted to being biased, yeah.
But I think you're honestly saying that I'd
prefer Wenger over
and over to Japan as well.
If I was doing this and I wanted to manage a manager for my team,
I read his biography though, but I know it's good.
Right.
If I was doing this and I wanted to manage my team, I'd pick Wenger before Mourinho.
Okay, let's do it.
So that's the reason why I would have him.
You tell me why you think Wenger's better than Mourinho, and I'll tell you why I think Mourinho's better.
Because I love him.
Okay, so
it's a bias list.
No.
There we go.
No, but I think he deserves it. I think he's definitely top three.
Okay, why?
Because he went undefeated in the Pro League.
That's it.
And he did it for like 20 plus years.
Did what for 20
plus
years?
You wanted him to sacrifice
at the top of the game.
But
also he was wanted
by
every club in Europe and international football.
Then why didn't he go to them after he left Arsenal?
Because he wanted to retire. He wanted to end it. He wanted to go into FIFA.
Right.
That's correct.
So when they wanted him out, so when Arsenal wanted him out, when your fans were hounding him out for 6-7 years, why wouldn't he just go leave to one of those big clubs that wanted him?
Because he deserved a good
He loved the club, did he? Or did he want to stay there because it was comfortable and he knew he could probably just get fourth every year and it's fine?
No, I think he thought he could turn it around and win the league.
That's difficult in itself, though. That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's easy, but is it more difficult than...
Champions League football for 16 years in a row.
Okay, is it more difficult than winning back-to-back European trophies with Porto? Is it more difficult than winning a treble with Inter Milan?
Oh, okay, yeah, but then you...
Is it more difficult than turning over the best Barcelona, the best team of all time, beating them to win the league?
Yeah, but then you're just going back to the prime years of him then. You could use the same argument of saying that...
Like I said, let's do it then. Invincible, they won the double, the Invincibles... One more Premier League. What else?
But just because Jose did it at multiple clubs, who's to say Wenger couldn't have done that?
But
isn't this you are using the exact same argument you used for Ronaldo being better than Messi, but like the opposite now?
Yeah, I also love Arsene Wenger and I love Ronaldo.
Yeah. So anyway, I haven't finished. So then he went to.
Why are you coming at me? Why are you not doing it?
No, boys.
You're attacking
the lack of Bill Shankly in these lists.
He had
shocking.
Why have you not put Arrigo Sacchi in your list?
He had one of the longest home winning streaks of all time across like four different clubs.
Fine, I admit, I'm biased. I fucking love Wenger.
There you go. That's good lad.
Is that so wrong in life?
No, but front it.
Never.
He's not a better manager than Mourinho. Never.
Play hard to get.
Mourinho called him the specialist in failure because he was that easy to beat and wind up.
Also a bit harsh.
Sort of sums up Arsenal.
Mourinho's a Bournemouth. And then he went to United, won a trophy, got them to second with that terrible team.
So technically, he lost the Europa League final.
I know he won a trophy at Roma, but he's had the worst points per game ratio in 10 years at Roma under any manager.
Well, he's just been sacked, hasn't he? But he still won a trophy. He still wins.
But lost the final.
He might be over the hill now, but...
Yeah, he's definitely over the hill. I don't think he's adapted very well to modern football.
If you're going to compare prime eras...
But neither did Wenger. Wenger was still trying to play the same way with fairy players in midfield.
Beautiful
in 2016.
Football, man.
No, it weren't. It was embarrassing.
It was beautiful. You can't deny Arsenal's football was unreal.
Don't be so pussies. You were a team of pussies.
Oh, the Invincibles were a team of pussies.
No. I'm on about like.
Well, there
that.
You go.
We're on
no,
about
next.
When.
Next.
What do you want? We're on about when managers are over the hill, like Mourinho is now, like Wenger was. Wenger, after 05, did fuck all with Arsenal. What did he win? An FA Cup? Ooh.
Got a few of them.
He got quite a lot, actually.
How many did he win? How many FA Cups did he win after 05?
Four.
Fuck off. Did he fuck?
Stop swearing. You got a dirty mouth. But take that tongue out of your mouth.
Whoa.
What? No, that's... Shut up your arse.
Can we... what's your list?
I don't make one.
Do one.
Anyhow.
Number one, Bill Shankly.
Sir Bobby's in there.
Okay,
Kevin Keegan.
You have too much hatred towards this, man. Just let people do their list.
Hating.
You are. You're a big hater.
No, I only said it because you were coming at me for being biased, but then you were so clearly like, no, but you're an idiot for putting him above Jose Mourinho.
The thing is that I actually...
No, but
you could tell
I know what you're going to do here. I know what you're going to do, because as soon as Mourinho gets appointed to Newcastle, you'll say,
I don't want him. He's not.
I don't even think Wenger's ahead of Ancelotti.
He's not top five.
Who?
I just think longevity, what you did for world football as well. It's just, there's more.
God,
more
what about
there.
Someone managing, not what they've done for fucking feeding kids or something? what's he donated to charity? We're talking about him being a football manager.
His brain.
Does have
that's a good argument. He have brain.
Just because I can't articulate words very well, don't need to come after me. All right? You should really think about what you're doing to the person sat opposite you.
Apologise. We're all friends here.
Suck a fart out my arse. How about that?
I told you this year I was going to be all calm and collective. With my collective as well.
Yeah,
I'm a collective.
We've got six fixtures in Super Six this week. Norwich, West Brom, Bristol City, Watford.
Albion!
Brentford Forest, Leeds, Preston, North End, Sheffield United, West Ham and Bournemouth, Liverpool.
The Solanke Derby.
We're fucking doing a stream Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah, early
change
kickoff.
It from Sunday to Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't matter.
Why?
I'm going to go to the Albion.
Well, because there's an out West Brom game, isn't there?
Yeah, away at Norwich. You can make that. What time's kickoff?
3:00.
Fucking hell, man.
Catch second half.
Yeah. I'm going to go all the way to fucking Norwich, watch the second half.
But if you're a real fan, you would.
Don't start.
If you were a real fan, you would.
Do you want to start that?
We're streaming the game, actually. Yeah. We're streaming the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
If you're going to come this
week. Yeah, these guys, I'm working.
Yeah, these guys do their job.
Yeah, we're doing it.
If you're a real
these
fan,
guys do their job.
You get a helicopter.
I'm not doing my job.
You get a helicopter straight to Norwich.
I'm not doing my job by missing the Albion game and coming to do my job. That isn't me doing my job.
If you're a real fan, you get a helicopter and you go straight there.
If you want to pay for that, Theo, happily.
No, a real fan, you know, a real West Brom fan.
A real fan would just
wouldn't mind about
buying some millions.
Wouldn't mind about a helicopter.
helicopter.
And I said, you have a shot of winning $250,000. Get involved. Use our link in the description down below to sign up. Now, guys, we're doing something we've never done on this channel. And that is Premier League prediction.
Whoa. We've only done this once at the start of the season.
We've never actually done
1 to 20 because it's so tedious and takes ages. But
right, we're going to have to do this again and sell it good for a clip.
Okay, 1 to 20, where you get all 20 reviews of each club from three of us.
Right, well, I'll go first because I haven't been first yet. People pick apart my list because it's shit.
In number 20, Sheffield United.
Hey, wankers, going down.
Do you want me to give a reason or?
No, I think everyone knows.
I think that everyone knows they stink, that's why.
19, the average age of the players at the team. Burnley. Because they're really young.
Nice.
Yep. And the third relegation spot is unfortunately Luton Town.
Hey, go on, down.
I know there's a lot of people that think that Brentford are going to slip into the bottom, but I just feel like with Tony back.
Point deduction?
Yeah, what? What yeah, never, I might, yeah, I don't know. Another, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe. I've seen this before.
Yeah, but what do you want me to do? Predict like, whether or not the lawyers get them through?
Yeah,
for,
it's going to happen, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
It happens same season now.
16.
Great. Ooh,
Nottingham Forest. No, 17. Nottingham Forest. Jesus Christ. I didn't number them, so that's why. 17, Nottingham Forest. 16, Palace. Now, there's every chance that Palace don't even stay in the Premier League.
They will.
They got Ezen at least, he'll be right.
He's injured, isn't he? At least he's out. He's back, and I think he'll probably
keep
them
back
in the Prem.
He's back, Stan.
15th, Brentford. 14th, Everton. Now, again, obviously, if there's another points deduction, I don't really care at this point. Will they go down?
What if it's 30 points?
They'll go down. what number is that?
You were 14?
What did 13 is Fulham. I didn't number them, that's why. 12 Wolves. Ooh, your team. What? 11th Bournemouth.
Wow.
10th, that will probably win some money for a certain person. Top half of the table, West Ham.
Yay.
You know about that, don't you? What?
No.
You had a bet with G-Film about...
What? Anyway...
Okay, 9th, Brighton. Why? Okay, right. I'm not getting any pushback. Is everyone just
do your list?
All right, 8th. I might get a pushback on this one. 8th, Newcastle.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
No, that's fair.
7th, stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, you're fucking stupid. You're stupid.
Okay.
Don't call me stupid. You're stupid.
That's stupid.
7th, Man United. 6th, Chelsea. 2 places above Newcastle.
Hey!
5th, Aston Villa. 4th, Spurs. I've been thinking about this a while for this morning, but I'm going to try and be as unbiased as possible. 3rd, Arsenal. 2, Liverpool.
Ooh.
1, Man City.
I'll go next.
Ooh. Go on then. I don't mind that list. Revo, Rivaldinho, the Reevster, the big Reeve dog, the R dog.
12th, Sheffield United. 9th.
Oh!
12th.
12th.
They've jumped on 8 places.
20th, Sheffield United. 19th, Burnley. 18th, Luton. I took into consideration potential points deduction. 17th, Forest. 16th, Everton.
Oh.
How many points are they going to
get? I don't know. I'd probably say 10.
I don't know, yeah.
Sorry. Really? I might change my list.
Standard, isn't it?
What, are you senior correspondent for everything now as well?
Just got 10 last time.
So yeah, 17th Forest, 16th.
Wait, is that actually happening? Sorry to cut you off.
It looks like it, yeah.
They've
responded to release a statement.
Yeah. Oh, fucking
16th Everton, 15th Palace, 14th Brentford. I think Tony's going to propel them up the lead a little bit. 13th Wolves, 12th Bournemouth, 11th Fulham, 10th Brighton, 9th Newcastle United.
Yeah, fair.
Why are you laughing? Wait, that's above, 1 point above where they are, one place above where they are now.
No, that's fine. But I'll look forward. This is why we do this, you know, because we clip this up at the end of the season when we finish.
But mate, you've got no players.
This is exactly what we're on about earlier. You overrating your team. And then when you lose, go, but we don't have Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, we're a mid-table team. What can we do?
There are 8 teams better than you, minimum. Also, you're 10th right now, so I'm giving you a position.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you've got no subs, so you can't make any changes.
You're not going to be 10th anyway, because you're going to be below Bournemouth and Wolves soon.
9th Newcastle, 8th Man United, 7th West Ham.
Yeah, don't mind it.
6th Chelsea, I think they're on a good run of form. And they got Palmer. 5th Spurs.
Oh, that's shocking.
Villa top 4.
That's
Villa
shocking. Fourth. That's shocking.
Whoa.
Shocking.
Fair enough.
Shocking.
But you over in the corner have screwed everyone's coefficient, haven't you? So it will be top 4 this season for Champions League.
Yeah.
Because you and Man United are so bad.
Yeah, fuck yous.
If someone wins Europa League, it won't be, will it?
Liverpool might win the Europa.
Yeah, won't there be an extra?
Oh, then we get an extra place if the team wins.
Or Brighton might. Or West Ham.
I don't think it's out of the question to put Villa 4th, Spurs 5th.
This is the definitive list.
Well, I'm not finished, man.
Oh, sorry. That's what I'm about. This is the definitive list.
Yeah, yeah.
3rd.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Arsenal.
Okay. Wow, fair play.
Yeah. And I think 3rd would...
Arteta out?
No way. But I think 3rd...
No way.
3rd will be like, we'll take that.
Will it?
No!
Right now, I just think right
for the moment.
Yeah, but I just think right now, Liverpool 2nd, City 1st. It's just with Kevin coming back.
Yeah, I mean, we can...
And then Liverpool when Salah returns.
Out of reach,
There's some things where you just have to sit down, take a minute to yourself and think about It's unfair.
Four in a row is a bit stupid, though, isn't it?
It's mental.
Isn't it six out of the last seven?
Yeah.
It's quite sad that in like 2 weeks you went from first to third.
That's life, man. That's
yeah, it's life.
It's life. Life.
So that's express life. Yourself. Okay. This is the definite list, which is exactly going to happen. Every single place will be right. Sheffield United bottom, off your pop. Burnley, off your pop. Luton, see you later, lads.
So we all think that the newly promoted are down.
Then it will be Forest in 17th, Everton in 16th.
Hey, you've got the same as me.
Brentford in 15th, Palace in 14th, Fulham in 13th, Bournemouth in 12th, 11th is the Wolves.
Bit high for anti-Wolves person.
Almost like you're a secret fan, aren't
it's
you?
It's almost like I'm not biased.
It's
like
almost
you
like
guys.
You're from there. Yeah.
My list is very unbiased.
You got Spurs in fifth. Newcastle ninth. West Ham eighth. Chelsea seventh. United sixth. Villa fifth. Arsenal fourth.
Brilliant. That's hilarious.
Spurs third. Liverpool second, City top. So we will win our bet.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
It is.
Predict it.
Having Spurs in fifth is not out of the question and biased because they currently are in fifth and Arsenal have a game in hand over them.
Okay.
I put them fourth.
Are you trying to...
Three, four, five.
No, I just don't get this whole bias thing. But
it was a joke, Theo.
I don't think it was it, really?
It was.
Actually. I think you should go outside and apologise.
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 Wait.
If you apologise for everything you're wearing, then I will.
Actually, I'm sorry. you're that old, you probably put in your list.
Yeah.
Them are my trainers as well, that you stole.
I didn't steal. You didn't want them.
Yeah, because they're shit.
Are we bothering with Lewis's list?
No, I really...
Wait, what was your top three?
Hey, that's disrespectful, man.
Spurs third, Liverpool second, Liverpool City first. Yeah.
I went Sheffield United 20th, 19th Burnley. I put Forest 18th, point deduction. 17th Luton, 16th Everton, 15th Fulham, 14th Palace, 13th Bournemouth, 12th with the return of Ivan Toney, and he starts cooking. Yeah. Brentford, Wolves 11th, West Ham 10th, Brighton 9th, Chelsea 8th. Now here I put in brackets close. Man United 7th, Newcastle edge it by a point last day, 6th.
It's like last year, yeah?
Now, I promise, right? I promise.
Do you think Newcastle are finishing sixth?
This is not like taking the piss. I think with players coming back, hopefully some depth with loans, less games in the second half, I think we'll be much better. And it'll be a lot more like the Newcastle last season.
That also applies to a lot of other teams as well, though, mate.
Some of these teams have not already... They've already, like, it's not as big of an issue, Newcastle, the depth.
How are you going to win it by a point on the last day when... The weekend before the last, you're at home to Brighton, who'll be your rivals for 8th or 9th. And then you've got Brentford away, who you're going to lose to.
I genuinely think you're going to see a lot of what Newcastle were last season in the second half of the season, and we'll build some momentum. But
well, the start of this year, surely, when you were title contenders, no?
You're going to like this. Fifth is Arsenal. I think genuinely, it screams it this year.
The entitlement.
You're still naughty, naughty.
This might be your biggest L of a podcast.
No, it's not. This is what I'm on about. Entitlement. Aston Villa, a fantastic team. Tottenham are better than you. Liverpool and Man City are better than you. Aston Villa can easily humble you and knock you out of the top four this year. And I think they're going to.
I think Aston Villa go fourth.
Tottenham third. Liverpool second. City win it. And you's a fifth.
Tottenham second.
No, I had them third.
Oh.
But no, I think I honestly back Villa to get top four. And I'm like, who's going to drop out of all the teams ahead of them? Mm. It's Arsenal.
Mm, yeah.
It is.
I don't agree with that. But okay, I like it.
Where's the logic for it though, mate?
I think
your logic is, I've seen you do it before, you do it again. that's how you apply things.
You do bottle, like, don't you? So I'm like, who are the weakest team?
They came second last year, so they didn't bottle top four last year, did they?
Yeah, but this time there's a lot more competition for these places. Aston Villa aren't going anywhere anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah, are you in competition for those places or?
We're in competition for Europa League.
Did you watch Villa the other day against Everton? They weren't great.
Yeah, poor. But they didn't lose. Everton are very good, actually, at the moment. So they scraped through.
Are they?
Also,
they've been doing well.
Watkins had a goal ruled out, didn't he? Was it onside, that guy?
Everton got pumped 3-0.
Actually, yeah, they should have won. They should have won. Their goal should have been onside.
Should have, would have, could have.
Here's a little stat for you that's completely irrelevant. That is Unai Emery's first ever 0-0 in the Premier League in 97 games.
Did you see, by the way,
down commentary, didn't they?
On that, did you see, I like their little contactor because the tactic was essentially to grab the defender and hold him back. So he played everyone on. It was quite clever.
Were you bricked up?
I was watching. I was like,
you got a quiz?
So you are actually a Villa fan, what I've worked out.
No, I just think they're going to finish top four.
I don't disagree with that. I just think he's an idiot for putting
I think they're top four. This is the entire Arsenal fans. It's mental.
Wait,
for a team who were missing out on top four for so long, you need to humble yourselves.
Sixth and Arsenal fifth. Are you
sixth,
stupid?
Close with seven.
You know, it's going to hit like crack when we beat you in the FA Cup.
How are you doing the FA Cup? Who did Arsenal get in the draw? The mighty Arsenal are so good getting the FA Cup. No, because yous do well in all. No, what about the Carabao Cup?
What about that cup that really matters, the Champions League?
The one where you lost to Lens and had the easiest group out of everyone and you're going to get knocked out.
And then when they came to our
ground. You want to talk about entire
Let's be honest. Let's be honest what's happened. You're at the two cups that you had a chance of winning. You're going to get smashed in the Champions League and you're going
to
miss out on top four.
And then when they came to our ground and we won 6-0.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho, let me talk to him. I'm just saying, for Arsenal,
right.
He knows how to win a trophy. He knows how to win a trophy.
Like next week, you're bottom half of the table in the Premier League.
But they could still win the FA Cup.
Can you use one?
Genuinely, I know the percentage is probably 0.0003, whatever. If Arsenal win the Champions League, what are you going to do with your life?
I would clap and say congratulations. It's one of the greatest footballing stories in history. One of the biggest underdog stories in history. The mighty Arsenal spending £5 billion over the race of being one of the top teams.
I've never seen someone more triggered in my life.
The greatest footballing story in history.
Triggered. Also, Arsenal won't win the Champions League.
I know.
No, that Lewis, if they won the Champions League, that would be
no, it would be good. But they're not going to, let's be honest.
No, they're obviously not going to, but...
Real Madrid will.
Would you agree we have a higher chance of winning a trophy than you this season?
Yes.
Thank you.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, up the Eddie Howe.
You're still not going
to. Should we do...
Neither of you are going to win one, though.
Yeah.
Albion will. We might win two.
Wait, who actually
playoff FA Cup?
Who actually do you have in the FA Cup?
Fulham.
Oh yeah, it was Fulham away, wasn't it?
Fulham away.
But the Newcastle fan didn't know that. That's weird.
Tonight's the night. Wolves have got Brentford.
At Brentford, isn't it?
No, it's at the Molineux. It's full house. Going to be full house tonight. Because it usually is, but they'll be rocking tonight.
Well, a lot of West Brom fans in the away end, I've heard.
Who knocked you out? Genuinely, I'm not even taking the piss. Who
Liverpool?
Liverpool. They won 2-0.
Thanks.
Yikes.
Right, should we do a quiz?
What?
Yeah, let's do it.
What, yikes? Like, oh, no.
They've done...
Oh, you lost
the city. I agree,
That's the... Why are you nibbling?
Because he's just such a dick.
All I said was yikes.
The team that did the double over you this year.
Yeah, yikes.
Crikey.
With 10 men.
Oh, my God, he's big, Mike.
With 10 men at St. James's Park.
It was in the Carabao Cup?
What?
It was in the Carabao Cup and knocked you out.
What are you doing, mate?
Ages ago, wasn't it?
Who was it? Was it Fulham?
Fulham
beat Spurs in the Carabao Cup.
Oh well, you win some, you lose some. Shall we do the quiz?
Yeah,
go on.
All right, buzzer noises, please.
Yikes!
I don't actually care. I don't know.
That's a long one.
Yum.
No.
Okay.
Okay,
number one, it is Paris Saint-Germain.
No, yeah.
Liverpool. Bolton.
Wait.
Swansea.
Oh, I know who this is.
Yikes. David and Go.
And Gog.
Correct.
Yeah. Go. Who are you thinking like?
That's how you pronounce his name.
And Gog.
Didn't you mention him like last week?
Yeah.
And that's
I can't remember. So, do you know how subliminal messages
work? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to start doing.
It would work.
James Beattie.
Jason Kumas.
Stephen Ireland.
Right.
Florence Cinema Pongol.
Well, we've got
question number two then. We have Wimbledon, West Ham United, Aston Villa, Bolton Wanderers.
No. Oh, this is so wrong. Oh. Kevin Nolan.
Ipswich Town.
Oh, wow.
Vancouver Whitecaps FC.
Oh, it's fucking...
Chivas, USA. Montreal Impact. Start.
What?
MK Dons, where he apparently made no appearances. So I don't know.
Oh, is it a reverse career?
No, he just did no appearances. His peak, Wimbledon, West Ham, Aston Villa, Bolton, Ipswich, Vancouver, Chivas, Montreal, Start, Milton Keynes. MK Dons.
Yikes. Brad Guzan?
No.
Is it Liverpool, isn't it?
Start Brad Guzan?
Yeah.
Thinking of Brad Friedel.
Hit me with a guess.
Guzan started at Wimbledon.
No, Guzan was at Liverpool.
He's ended at American clubs. I thought he might be American. I don't know.
America.
I haven't got a guess.
Yum. Elmander. Johanna Munn.
No.
Starting at Wimbledon.
I've no idea. Mate, I'm just trying to piece the teams that I did.
Give us a clue.
So he played its majority of his games at West Ham and Aston Villa. Yep. He was a midfielder. 120 caps appearances at West Ham, 102 appearances at Aston Villa.
Is he English?
Seems like he is North American, he is, surely. Yeah.
He's English.
Started at Wimbledon.
Oh.
I can give you his initials.
Just give us the first initial.
His first name?
N.
Nicky Butt.
That's his first name.
No, don't. No, sorry.
Nicky. Sometimes it's better just keep things out.
I didn't buzz.
I'll give you all his initials. NRC.
Nigel Ruakoka.
Yeah.
That's misleading because he actually played for MK Dons, not Wimbledon.
I said, what?
To start with.
When
Wimbledon changed to MK Dons, he played for MK Dons, so that's incorrect.
So it wasn't Wimbledon that he played for.
Set up. No, I think he did play, but then also was in the crossover, so he did play for MK Dons first, so do better.
Sorry. Next one.
That was weird.
Hednesford Town, Stockport County.
Hang on, whoa, who was first?
Hensford. Oh. Is it an English team or is it somewhere
in
Norway?
Is it spelled H-E-D-N-E-S?
Yeah.
It's Hensford.
Then he went to Stockport, so he's probably English.
Hensford's like a local to
Swansea City on loan. Swansea City.
Oh, I know it.
Permanently. Everton. Stoke City on loan.
Yikes, it's fucking...
You don't know it.
I can see him.
Well, say him then.
A big stiff idiot.
Gonna have to push you. Gonna have to push you for a guess.
Beep.
Five.
He's out.
Four. Five. Three. Two. One.
No.
Yoshka.
I can see his face.
Swansea City, Everton, Stoke City on loan, Bristol City.
And English.
So, I say them again. Hensford, Stockport.
Swansea City on loan. Swansea City permanently. Everton, Stoke City on loan. And Bristol City.
I can fucking see him. He's a pundit now. He's a pundit now.
I'm not telling you.
I ain't got a clue, mate. I don't know who this is.
I can see his face. I just don't know his name.
Yeah. I can see his face.
What does his face look like?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's mixed race.
I have no idea who it is.
We're going to have to. I just want a clue.
Yeah, sure, mate. No one's got an idea.
He is a defender. Was a defender.
Oh, no, I can see him. I just can't think of his fucking name.
I feel like a key transfer that sticks out.
Oh!
Swansea to Everton was like
I
remember that.
Switch. Yum. It's not Ashley Williams, is it?
It is.
Yes, Ashley Williams. Fucking Ashley Williams.
It's Ashley Williams.
Did you
well
see
done.
Him talking about who was he talking about recently?
He spoke about Nathan Jones on a podcast.
No, he's talked about a footballer.
Oh.
Oh, he's just getting slated.
Really?
So
what
annoying.
As in Ashley Williams was getting slated or the footballer was?
Ashley Williams was getting slated.
Next question. Southampton. Burnley on loan. Sheffield United on loan. Swansea City on loan. Swansea. Leicester City on loan. Now.
This is what he was saying. He's saying, what's the bigger mystery? The pyramids in Egypt or the fact that Raheem Sterling is genuinely good and has had a good career. He can't strike a football.
That's outrageous.
Now with this guy.
I was replied, you're actually Williams, mate. Calm down.
I'll start with your clue. This guy was a winger.
Hang on, start again.
Southampton, Burnley on loan, Sheffield United on loan, Swansea City on loan, Swansea City permanently, Leicester City on loan.
Nathan Dyer.
Nathan, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Is Southampton not in there?
I said I'd start.
Yeah, start.
Oh, you started.
Next one. Blackburn Rovers, SC Paderborn. Oh, that, I live near that. I live there. FC St. Baguli. Queen's Park Rangers, oh. Permanent. Cardiff City. Reading, Vancouver, Whitecaps.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I know who it is. Now I can see his face.
Where did he start?
Blackburn. It's the fucking striker. No. Paul Dickov.
Fucking hell, no.
No. Oh.
You know, middle name's Marty.
Dickov played for City.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, he did at the end. Leicester City.
Man City.
Oh, Man City. You know,
I didn't say Leicester City and all that.
Because that's how I grew up.
He supports them.
When people say City, I think of
you. Dick.
I didn't say Leicester City in any of that, by the way.
You did. You said it on loan at the end, Leicester City.
I said Vancouver Whitecaps FC.
Oh, was that last one?
Yeah, it was last one.
You know his middle name's Mai.
My dick off.
Right, come on, boys.
What's his position?
I can't tell you until you have a guess. They always have.
Wait, say the teams again.
Fucking hell, man.
Fuck
Blackburn, Paderborn, Queen's Park Rangers full time, Cardiff City, Reading, Vancouver.
I mean, you play for Queen's Park Rangers full time.
Full time.
Oh, mate.
Right, I'm just going to give you a clue and Theo's going to come back in 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's fine.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
He was a winger again. He's from Canada.
He's from Canada.
Oh,
Did you say Everton?
No.
I remember he was like...
Yikes, Junior Hoylett.
Yeah.
No, yes.
Junior Hoylett.
That's what I was just going to say.
He was a baller.
I had the Tom issue. I saw his face, but I can't remember his name.
All right. Hangers. Bonus question. Be quick on the buzzer for this
I've
one.
Smash them.
Flamengo, Chievo, Inter Milan, Queen's Park Rangers.
Yikes.
Yeah. You got it right. I already know you have.
Julius Caesar.
Julia, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well done.
He also was the leader of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Leader of Rome.
Right.
When in Rome, eh?
When in Rome.
Big specky div.
That's nice.
Tom W.
I lost the will to live in this
Another
episode.
Tom W.
Yeah, that was a slow finish.
Guys, can everyone please pray that the Wolves win tonight? It's the only time I ever want Wolves to win.
That's
so
weird.
We can finally play them and beat them. We should win the FA Cup.
We should clip that up, but not the ending bit.
Yeah,
just say pray, and then tweet it to West Brom Fan TV.
Yeah, correct.
Say, is this your number one
West
Brom fan?
West Brom Fan TV.
Whoa, you're mocking your fan base now.
I don't even think we have one.
You do.
Anyways, guys, make sure you like and subscribe, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.